and Kathy Dawes, again with a room full of folks. And boy, this has been a fun morning. We have with us now Phil Anderson, and also from K-State Landscape and Architecture students, Emily Voigt and Jenna Schulte. And we appreciate all three of you being here today. And Phil, I will lead off with you. I know at the intergovernmental meeting, I had an opportunity to chat with you briefly, and what wonderful work these students have done. But kind of remind us what we're talking about here. I know they're working on possible projects for the riverfront.
Riverfront project. When Jim Williams and I were raising money for the bridge pier, we, of course, were down in that area, and it became very apparent right at that boat launch area that this whole riverfront area has really been forgotten about and in need of development, I thought, and landscape architecture people. Alpa Noir leaped right in there and organized her class, and here are two of the students. You saw their work at the intergovernmental meeting, and there's going to be an opportunity tonight as well, this afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30 at the Chamber of Commerce building, 5th and Points, and that's open to the public. Anybody can come by, and we hope a number of people do, because their work is absolutely outstanding.
And you know, Phil, you can think of a lot of towns where the riverfront, I mean, San Antonio is so well known for it. Even my little hometown, Atchison, has quite a bit along the Missouri riverfront there. But, you know, just talk about, I mean, there's a lot of places that is the focal point of their community.
Omaha is just starting to develop theirs, as well as Wichita. Mm-hmm. I hear Des Moines is doing the same thing. And these students in doing their, both Jenna and Emily doing the research have discovered that. And really, some of the development is just simply overwhelming.
Well, Jenna, share with us, you know, your portion of this project and some of the work that you did.
Okay. So we started out with a lot of precedent study, looking at what you just mentioned, like a lot of riverfronts that have very strong connection to their communities. And so I was very inspired by the historical aspect of those communities. And so my idea is to kind of create like a succession of green spaces downtown leading up to the riverfront that would highlight locations of historical or environmental significance, and then carry that kind of succession of green space over across the river into Fairmont Park and revitalize the Fairmont Park area to become like this new river's edge green space that would highlight some of those important aspects of Manhattan's historical background.
Lots of hours and effort on this. Talk about what all was you know, you put into the project.
Well, this project has lasted from the very beginning of this semester until now, which is different from what we usually do, since we usually have several different projects throughout the semester. So we did a lot of research at the very beginning. Each student, we had pairs, and they were assigned a certain research topic. And so it ranged from watershed studies to looking at the historical background to looking at kind of the utilities and that kind of thing. So we spent a lot of hours just getting that basic foundation to build our work off of. And then moving forward into preliminary conceptual design study, we did a lot of exploration into what was inspiring to us about the site and where what problems needed to be solved there, and kind of that's how we got a lot of our inspiration. And then finally moving into actually programming the site and like what we would envision for the site, we just recently, that was what most of our presentations have been about so far that we've given to the community, is just kind of our vision for what we would like to see at that site, as well as from what we've heard that the community wants to see in that site.
Emily, what have you been up to with, what's your portion of this whole thing?
A lot of stuff, actually. My research portion was actually interviewing citizens of Manhattan, and through my research, I found that, obviously, you know, the Kansas River floods, and it's been a problem among especially the citizens of Manhattan, people who have lived here basically all their lives, and so I wanted to take that work off of it, highlight the positive aspects that do come from flooding, and be able to physically show and educate people the good that does come from flooding around the Manhattan area. And my focus area is more of the Fairmount Park, which is on, I believe, the east side of the river. And so It's been really fun, though.
I bet with all the flooding to the east of us, mm-hmm. you probably look at that and go, But,
yep. yeah.
but that probably was pretty fascinating. And I've never thought of flooding as a good thing, but,
yeah, exactly.
but it kind of explained how it can be. I'm curious.
Yeah, so I did a lot of research to see, what can come from it, what are the positive things, because we all know the negative aspects that come from it, and it actually distributes richer sediment along like the banks of rivers, and it helps reestablish and kind of hold together ecosystems and helps build new habitats for organisms that live along the river. So it's a lot of really good ecological and organism-based good things that do happen.
And there's a lot of wildlife and plant life,
yes.
too, that, when you talk about a river, having grown up near one, mm-hmm. as I said, Missouri River,
yeah.
I know a little bit about that. Phil, and there's so many different pieces and parts to this. When I was actually at the intergovernmental meeting, it was fascinating to go around and look. And one thing I did hear from one of the governmental leaders was, well, how would we ever be able to afford this? And actually, there were some pieces of this project where they did work on that, is how you possibly could make it sustainable financially to have something like this.
Well, we could have a few bake sales down at the, the mall, I suppose. But really, you have to have a corporate business investment, such things as restaurants or living spaces, that sort of thing. Water in the form of rivers or oceans, we don't have an ocean here, but in the form of rivers are very attractive to people. It's peaceful. It's reconnecting with nature, that sort of thing. And so I think it's a combination of corporate and business development, as well as city public money, as well as private money. All of those will play into that kind of development.
In fact, I think the student that I chatted with about that had mentioned the views, like from have apartment buildings that would be overlooking the river, obviously not too close to the flood-prone areas. In addition, in concerts, having concerts would be a real draw. Mm-hmm. You mentioned restaurants. There are a lot of things that could be done that way, I would guess.
Yes, it will. As you develop it, and we have there's quite a space down there. That would go from, I think, all the way over to the Blue River boat ramp as well. All of that is either city land or county land. And so it's ripe for that kind of development. We've lost sight of it because of the levee that we built to protect us from the floods that Emily's talking about. And some people that I talk to are really kind of unaware that we are right on a river. But the rivers were our 19th century highways. Mm-hmm. That's how Manhattan actually was founded, on the river.
Mm-hmm. There were even some drawings and schematics of pedestrian bridges, which would probably be pretty pricey too, but how fun. I mean, mm-hmm. it almost looked futuristic.
Much Bill. Cheaper than building them for trucks and cars.
Yes.
Pedestrians and bikes tend to not weigh anywhere near as much. But nevertheless, it's an exciting idea that will take some time to begin to bear fruit, but I think in that both the city and the commission and the county commission were intrigued by these students' wonderful designs, and I hope people will stop by in the chamber this afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30 and take a look. You'll be very surprised at the possibility, the vision that Manhattan could have as we begin to try to launch this huge project and get rolling.
And, really, a citizen involvement, it would be pretty crucial for something of this nature. I sense a lot of excitement, though, these two young ladies. And I don't know, Jana, you had a lot of fun doing this, it seems like, a lot of work. But
absolutely.
Eventually, someday, you're going to go on to other careers. But I'm guessing this probably has helped you toward the furtherance of possibilities that way.
Yes. This is kind of our first real interaction with the community. We've had some projects where we've had some feedback from the community, but this has been our first time where we've been able to have that feedback and then take it back into our project and have that relationship instead of just getting the feedback at the end of the project. And so the just kind of the community feedback has been a driving factor in moving our designs forward, because while we do live here right now and we love this community, the designs would be for the Manhattan people who are living here now and permanently. And So we'd love to hear the feedback that we get from you guys.
And Emily, some of the things you've learned from doing this and working with members of the community, as Jana just mentioned.
Yeah, it's been a great experience working with community members, just seeing their perspective, especially for the ones who have lived here for so long, seeing how their feelings towards it, and then also interviewing like college students, seeing like what they think about it. And it's kind of honing in on the different age demographics to really help all of us as a class come up with these amazing ideas that, and everybody has something different as well, which I think has been a really good eye-opener that each one of us, there's 14 of us, has proposed something different, but it's something that can eventually help this river area and help the citizens of Manhattan.
Jana, something else I noticed when I was at the intergovernmental meeting, and even today and speaking with the two of you today, you really are getting a presence about making a presentation. I would think that would also be good for your career, but you seem very comfortable in front of the microphone, both of you. But
oh, yes.
That's good experience, too, I would guess. Mm-hmm.
Yes, communication is a very important thing that they teach us with landscape architecture. If you're not able to communicate your ideas, then really you have no purpose. So verbal communication as well as visual communication through drawings is very, very important, and we practice it a lot. So, yes, but...
Well, Phil, anything else you're wanting to add? And again, kudos on the Manhattan sign. I mean, of course, you were very involved in that project, too, that down by the river, the pier.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say for the third time that these students' work will be on display at the Chamber of Commerce building this afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30, mm-hmm. Fifth and Points. And really, I'm really, even though I've been following this along the whole semester, I'm just really overwhelmed by the quality of their work, the imagination that went into it, and how excited I think people will be when they see what some of these possibilities are. The vision of these young men and women is really outstanding.
And it's very colorful, too. I will say I took numerous pictures when I went to intergovernmental. I wasn't able to use even half of them. But there's, I mean, the schematics really show a lot, and I'm guessing yours does too, Emily and
yes,
Jana.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot involved when you do that and just kind of what people will see. I mean, and when I'm remembering three full tables with schematics and drawings, mm-hmm. and all kinds of things.
Yes, and I know we're all very, very excited to show our work today, and it's been kind of a long time coming, and we're itching to, you know, get our ideas out there, and everybody has just beautiful drawings, and I'm really excited just to see what my other classmates have been working on as well.
Yeah, we've had a lot more time to work on producing our best work on this last final presentation, and so we definitely are excited to kind of show the community what we've came up with and to show kind of the skills that we've been learning throughout the semester.
So it's been a work in progress. It wasn't just set in stone. You didn't just present it that first time. And then, so you've actually gone and altered is from what people have said. Mm-hmm. That's interesting, kind of an interactive way of looking at
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yes, we had that first community meeting at the Chamber of Commerce, which was our first presentation. And then we recently had the intergovernmental meeting where we had kind of had moved forward with our designs again and got to present them again. And then this presentation this afternoon is kind of going to be our final for this semester. Like, the project might go further, but as for classwork, this is a kind of our final one.
Well, so. Thanks to the three of you. Again, 3:30 to 5:30, you said?
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Phil. And we've had with us Phil Anderson, along with Emily Voigt, Jana Schulte, and of course, they're with the K-State Landscape and Architecture Department. And you've been listening to In Focus.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've